In late June 1902, the U.S. buys concession to build Panama Canal from the French for $40 million. I wonder if they wrote in an option to purchase.
This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Yes. I saw this nice $35 million home for sale, and I'd like to buy it. I'm just wondering if you'd be interested in representing me. There is a listing agent, but I have cash, by the way, and there's no problem with it. So anyway, could you give me a call, please? Gerald, 699. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
And what was really unfortunate is I actually got that call. That was not a fake call. But when he left his number, that's what the beeps were there. So I didn't know how to return Bob Talevi's call. Welcome. He's been outed. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Don't forget the bees. Santa Barbara Bee Rescue Hotline, best online. Santa Barbara Beekeepers Association, that's easy for you to say, sbba.org, sbba.org, Santa Barbara Beekeepers Association. I was getting on the freeway exit on the exit ramp. It was quite confusing. Up a turnpike heading south 101, and there was a truck that looked like a Brinks truck. And I got close, and it had a sign, two small signs, kind of small signs on the back door saying, bees, keep away. And I thought, if you got a truck and you want to keep people from robbing your truck, I would suggest that, or get a fake beehive and put it in your back seat and put a sign on your. We got a great guest today to follow up last week's economic forecast director, Mark Schneep, who briefly mentioned income and the commodity of growing pot. And Barb Close, one of the community leaders of the Eastern Goleta Valley Coalition, is going to talk about the people who are not happy at all. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking medium home price sales weekly and year to date. And you think that's funny? And during the first segment, though, very special first segment, usually do the year-to-date sales and break out Montecito, compare to the beginning of 2018, debris flow, impact of the debris flow. Today I started back in 2017, breaking out Santa Barbara Goleta, Montecito, Hope Ranch, and Carp and Summerlin. But let's look at the overall numbers year-to-date. This is through July 12th, 2019, the 28th week of the year, the 1,088th week. I've compiled these statistics. And overall, 561 sales. This is single-family residences only, just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service from Carpinteria de Goleta, a.k.a. the South Coast. 561 sales. Last year, 547 through the same period. So we're up 2.5%. Median price year to date, $1.325 million. So we're staying up in that neighborhood. Last year it was also up that high, but by this time last year it had dropped down to $1.285 million median price. 2018, first 28 weeks of the year, $1.285 million versus 2019, $1.325 million. That's 3.1% higher. And 2018 dropped down a little bit for the year, median price, $1.255 million. So a little bit over half the year. In 2018, the median price was $1.285 million, and then it dropped down for the year, $1.255 million. So we'll see what happens with 2019, standing around $1.325 million median price. Single-family residences only, no PUDs. If you see stats coming from the Santa Barbara MLS, they throw in the PUDs, so it's always going to be a little bit lower. I have elected to ignore PUDs completely. Unless you have one for sale, I'd be happy to list it. Or have one you want to sell. Okay, let's break out Montecito. 84 sales for the first 28 weeks of the year in Montecito. That's a 35% increase over last year's 62 sales in Montecito for the first 28 weeks. So that's terrific. 84 sales last year, 62. Year before that, 86. So recovery, bounce back from the debris flow. The medium price, sales price Montecito, $2,735,000. Last year it was $2,760,000. In 2017, it was $3.1 million. Okay. Let's break out Santa Barbara. First 28 weeks of the year, Santa Barbara, east and west of state, 275 sales. 2018 was 279 sales. 2017, it was 288 sales. So amazing cluster going down slightly each of the last 2 years from 2017. Median price, almost $1.3 million, though. $1,291,000. Last year was $1,003,000 exactly. Year before that, $1,250,000. That's Santa Barbara only. Goleta, 134 sales year to date. 2019, first 28 weeks of the year, 134 sales in Goleta. Last year, 142 sales. Okay, so we went four down in Santa Barbara and what? Eight down in Goleta. So that's 12 down. But remember in Montecito, we went up 22 increase. So here are two categories we went down. Median price Goleta, $988,000. Last year, 947,000. Year before that, number of sales, 150. So again, Santa Barbara, Goleta, number of sales going down a little bit each year. Goleta a little more. Median price in 2017, Goleta, 890,000. Carp Summerlin. We only have one category, unless you break it out by zip code. Carp Summerlin is combined 45 sales, $1,322,000. The median price in Carp and Summerlin, which is almost identical to the overall median price from Carpinteria to Goleta, $1,325,000. So 45 sales last year, 41. So we have a bump of four sales in Carp Summerlin versus a drop in four sales in Santa Barbara. Median price last year, Carp Summerlin was only 1.1. This year, $1,322,000. 2017, it was 1.1. We already did Montecito. Hope Ranch, first 28 weeks of the year, single-family homes, 2019, 23 sales. Median price, $3 million. Richard, what do you think the number of sales year-to-date in 2018 was in Hope Ranch for the same period? 23 sales this year.
704.
Close, but no cigar. The answer was obvious. It's the same, 23.
Oh.
People had asked about, anecdotally, did more people buy in Hope Ranch last year because of the Montecito debris flow? I've heard from a couple of agents that, yes, some people lost their home and immediately bought in Hope Ranch. So very interesting that we have the same number of sales this year and last year. Any further questions about Hope Ranch, ask Keith Berry. Okay, that's the stats. I didn't give you the median price. $3 million Hope Ranch this year. Last year, $3,645,000. Again, that's so few number of sales in Hope Ranch. Year before that, 18 sales in Hope Ranch in 2017 for the first 28 weeks of the year. You are listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, radiorealestate.com. You can search MLS listings and listen to past broadcasts or call me, 805-452-2428-452-CHAT. We're going to come back with today's guest, community leader, Eastern Goleta Valley Coalition, to talk about growing pot on the South Coast. A lot of people are unhappy about it. There was a meeting with the Board of Supervisors. There's another meeting coming up here, depending on when you're listening to this broadcast, July 16th, 2019. And we're going to find out if Santa Barbara County is going to pot.